where Lander comes together with a conversation and a cup of Joe. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Myers Gambles, Lander Ace Hardware, the Lander Chamber of Commerce, Teton Therapy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Sage West Healthcare, Palace Pharmacy, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Western Wyoming Medical, and AccuHealth Acupuncture and Natural Medicine. To be a guest or to advertise on the show, email radio@county10.com. And now, it's coffee time. From the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It's 9:30 in the morning, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and I hope you all had a wonderful week. You did it. You made it to Friday. The weekend's here. I hope you had a good Thursday, Veterans Day, with all the ceremonies and remembrances yesterday as well. It was amazing. For me personally, I got to ride around with the veterans shooting off a cannon at 5 a.m. In 20-degree weather, waking up all the good folks of Lander in the morning in honor of those before us in the veteran community. So that was an amazing, amazing tradition I got to be a part of. I went out and checked out the Path of Honor in Fort Washakie, which had its first Veterans Day celebration. That was just a truly amazing event. As well as the LVHS ceremony, the veterans ceremony that was attended by Senator Barrasso, who I got to chat with for a quick minute or two before the ceremony began. And then Mayor Monty Richardson, the Lander mayor, also proclaimed November 11th, 2021 to be Wendell R. Dick Hudson Day. And it was just a truly amazing service and just all the things that happened the whole day. Had so much honor and gratitude going to our vets. And once again, thank you to all of our veterans for your service. We've got an awesome community here that really appreciates you. For today's show, we've got an amazing show today for you this morning. We have local singer and songwriter Christian Wallingbull here today to promote the new album release party that's going to be happening tonight at the Lander Art Center. He's going to tell us a little bit more about his EP that just dropped back in October, and we're going to hear a couple of those songs today, so you don't want to miss that. Quick weather update, though, before we go to our break. Today will be partly cloudy, highs around 48 degrees, west-southwest wind up to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 16. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 37, wind chills down to 30 degrees, and wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. And we're looking at a nice warm weekend coming up for most of Fremont County, mostly clear with highs in the upper 50s, some wind reaching up to 20 miles per hour, but no real precipitation of any kind is likely, so enjoy another mild weekend that'll be coming up. So before we go to our break, I did want to tease one of the songs. This is one of Christian's new songs off of his new EP, Wind River, and this song's called Thunder.
Thank you.
Once again, we were just listening to Christian Wallingbull's, one of his new songs, Thunder. That was amazing. I do apologize that one of the ads started playing right in the middle of that. I have no idea what happened. So for any of our listeners, we will be able to make that song available at the end of the episode in its entirety. We will be playing that again. So don't worry, you'll hear it without interruption. We're going to go take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to chat more with Christian Wallingbull.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy. In the final months of 2021, don't lose your unused Medicare benefits for the year. Make the most of your physical or occupational therapy benefits by contacting the billing experts at Teton Therapy. They can tell you if you qualify for no-cost or low-cost therapy to prevent a fall or address an injury. Call us at 857-7074. That's 857-7074, or find us at TetonTherapyPC.com.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and we have an awesome guest today, Mr. Christian Wallingbull, who's here today to talk about his album release party happening tonight at the Lander Art Center, his new album EP, Wind River, and he's going to give us a little background on some of the songwriting and how he creates those songs. Christian, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Dude, it's great to have you here. We really appreciate you taking time to stop in on Coffee Time and tell us about the album. Now, for those of our listeners who don't know you that well, who are new to you, they're about to find out about you. They're about to know. Could you give us a little background about yourself and how you became a songwriter and your role?
Yeah, so my name is Christian Wallingbull, and I started writing music when I was younger, about 10 years ago, and picked up the guitar, and I'd been writing for quite some time. As a child, I was actually inspired by a Native American rapper named Superman. And at first, I wanted to become a rapper, a Native American rapper. But somehow, I just kind of fell into the genre of singer-songwriter, and it instantly became a passion of mine around 15 years of age. And ever since, I've just been trying to pursue storytelling through guitar and my voice, and being able to share and represent especially the indigenous people of Wyoming.
Yeah, I can tell you bring a lot of passion. You bring you take your craft serious, and you can tell, and that's much. You can really hear that in the music. And I know a lot of people are going to be looking forward to hearing that music tonight. That's going to be the album release party. That's at the Lander Art Center, correct?
Yeah. So I just had I just released an album called Wind River. And this was in October. On October 18th, it came out. And I actually wrote and recorded the entire album this year. Started earlier this year, and it was entirely written here in Lander.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely inspired especially just by the indigenous people of the land, but as well just the land itself. I've always been inspired, especially through the music, to write about the area of Wind River. It's always been a piece of my heart, as my mother is originally from the Wind River territory. So I've always had, my heart has always been, of course, to represent this territory. And it's such a beautiful landscape. And I feel like all the music that I'm writing is always has some inspiration from the territory. So so this album was released last month, but I wanted to have a point where I could meet up with people and the listeners and be able to share more behind where this album had come from, be able to meet people face to face. So I'll be at the Lander Arts Center from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight, and I will be playing songs from this album live that I've actually never played live before. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that.
So this is the live audience's first chance to hear some of these songs.
That is correct, yeah.
Now, what can they expect? Are you going to be doing any type of storytelling as well? Are you going to be giving any kind of history behind anything? Or is
yeah.
it just going to be straight concert?
No, absolutely. I'll be that's kind of always the format that I've held whenever I'm in front of a live audience, is the music content that I typically carry is always, you know, it's like the story form. And I love to expound on the music that I've written, and I love to go behind the scene, and I like to share stories. I'm a storyteller, so there will definitely be elements of storytelling between songs, you know, I'm just really looking forward to being able to see people face to face and like get the real response, you know, and like
that
just
real time response.
Yeah, yeah, like mm-hmm. like part of like my, you know, a big part of me is just wanting to connect with people, and I think that many can glean from a project like this, especially representing the local, you know, native people as well as the just the land itself. I think, especially for the local people, we all have like an appreciation for this territory. So it's cool to be able to bring that in song form.
And then just sharing that, your personal connection to that culture. I mean, I know the few times I've gotten to see you, I appreciate it. It's a history lesson, music, personal history, local history. It's just a cool way to share your storytelling style. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Sometimes it feels very bearing of my soul. It's not always easy, but for me, it's been an honor to be able to share bits and pieces of my story and bits and pieces of the Northern Arapaho people, especially as I am an enrolled member. I think that you know, if my story can be put out in this way as a platform, you know, I would hope to inspire young people, you know, my age, you know, maybe people with a similar history of growing up on a reservation, that they might be able to, be inspired to pursue whatever it is, whatever dreams on their heart, you know, like that's always been one of the biggest inspirations of me writing music and being able to be on this platform is like, I want to
pass
highlight.
That
yeah, yeah, absolutely. That would be the greatest honor that I would be a part of something much bigger than myself, you know?
Well, and like you had mentioned, you were inspired by the rapper Supaman, and I know that he still tours around. He's always doing events. So, I mean, you want to be able to pass along that same kind of inspiration
yeah,
he gave
absolutely.
To you.
Yeah, Superman's doing big things, and it's so interesting because I always look back on the history and just kind of laugh at myself because I really wanted to be a rapper when I started out, and I was really young. I was probably 10, 11, 12, and I was writing raps. I was doing more poetry, but I definitely would not be where I am today as a songwriter without that foundation. So I'm always, you know, appreciative of that fact.
And you did mention too, you had we were chatting a little bit before the show, you recently shot a music video with the production company Western AF. Could you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, it was incredible. I after the singer-songwriter competition in September.
Yeah. It was like September 20th, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I got reached out to by Mike Venata, who is the one of the guys who is running this this company, Western AF, this brand, and they wanted to shoot a music video with me, and they're based in Laramie, Wyoming. So I did a mini tour with my dear friend Rob Wyman, and we were able to go into Laramie, Wyoming this last weekend. We did a show at the Roughed Up Duck Saloon, which was incredible. And anyways, we were able to shoot a video with them. They actually brought us, their production company brought us to the Prairie Monarch Bison Ranch in Laramie, Wyoming. And I got to pet a buffalo, which was really fun.
I saw the photos of that, man. That looked intense.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty nerve-wracking. But they have this one buffalo that was abandoned as a calf, and they were able to bottle feed it. So it's used to being closer to humans. So I was able to approach this buffalo, whose name is Billy. but with trained professionals, and I was able to pet this buffalo's head, and the buffalo kind of shook me off because it was busy eating. But anyways, it was very nerve-wracking, to say the least, but I felt so much power in being able to be so close to this indigenous beast, an indigenous beast of this land. I felt that it was a very sacred moment, and just honored to be able to share that moment, especially with this production company. It was on that same day, on that very ranch, that we shot a music video. And so,
do you have any idea when that music video will be out?
I believe this music video will be coming out in springtime.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be a little bit, but yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing their production. This company has incredible quality when it comes to shooting videos, so I'm very excited to share that.
I've been following them now for a bit, and I'm excited for you as well. Before we go to our break, I'm going to go ahead and play one of your songs off the new album. This one's called Wallowing Bull, and when we come back from that, would you just kind of give us a little backstory about the song craft behind that?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and play. This is off of Christian's new album called Wind River, which you can hear tonight at the Lander Art Center from 6 to 8 o'clock, and this song's called Wallowing Bull.
Singing hallelujah in the dark. violent history, a mother's lullaby, singing hallelujah, is his final breath, singing hallelujah, as he goes to
That was awesome. This is KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, where we keep the community connected. And you guys just got done listening to Wallowing Bull, one of the new songs off of Christian Wallowing Bull's new EP called Wind River, which you can hear tonight at the Lander Art Center from 6 to 8. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Christian's going to give us a little bit backstory behind that song.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
It's ladies' night at Palace Pharmacy. That's right, at Palace Pharmacy in Lander. Enjoy ladies' night Saturday night, November 27th from 5:30 to 8:30. Enjoy music by local talent hits on wheels, Harley Spire. Local baker Anxious Baker will provide cupcakes. Plus, be sure to browse the store for ladies' night specials.
Ladies, it's gonna be worth it.
Follow Palace Pharmacy and Palace Apparel on Facebook for more. Palace Pharmacy for all your health needs, clothing, toys, and ice cream.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We just got done listening to one of the new songs off of Wind River, Christian Wallowing Bull's new EP that he's going to be performing tonight at the Lander Art Center. Christian, could you just, you know, wrap things up for us a little bit, maybe tell us a little bit about that song, and then what we can expect tonight, if you give the backstory of it there.
Yeah, so this song is called Wallowing Bull. It is actually my mother's maiden name. It is my Northern Arapaho family name, and I've always wanted to write a song that was representative of my family. And growing up on the reservation, I definitely have been through many hardships, not an easy neighborhood where I grew up. And been through a lot of tough things in life, but I wanted to write something where I had represented my family line, where I would come through that and break through and overcome and be someone who would be an honorable warrior. Is you know, essentially that's kind of the idea, is like whenever I write this music, the way that I carry this music and the way that I carry my life is I want to be someone who represents my family line well. So I wrote this piece almost as a prayer or as an ode and anthem to myself, that I would be someone who would carry this name well and bring this name to a better light. Not saying that my family's name doesn't already have light on it, but I wanted to be someone who would carry that, especially from my mother, who is from the Wind River Territory. So you can actually find all of this music. You can find this album on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you go, all the major streaming platforms. And I will be playing at the Lander Arts Center from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. I will be expounding further on the histories behind each of these songs, and I hope to see you there.
Everyone, if you're any of our listeners, definitely make sure to go check out this show tonight. You don't want to miss it. Christian, thanks again for coming in today, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Once again, that was Christian Wallowing Bull. And don't forget, tonight at 6 o'clock at the Lander Art Center, come check out his album release party. You don't want to miss that. We are wrapping up the show here now, but just so you guys know, anytime you need any of the events for the weekend that are going on, definitely check out county10.com and go to the What's Happening section. So in addition to that album release party tonight, go to county10.com, check out all of the events that are going to be happening the rest of the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Look for the What's Happening category. Thanks again for tuning in today, everybody. You've been listening to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. This has been Coffee Time, and before we go, we do want to thank all of our sponsors, including the Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, and Palace Pharmacy. Thanks for tuning in today. We will see you all again Monday morning.
Heard around the world. This is 1330 AM and 107.7 FM. You're in 1330 country. KOVE, Lander River.
Dozens more lawsuits in Houston. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The number of plaintiffs keeps growing over a music festival where 9 people died and hundreds were injured 1 week ago. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has this live.